Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell us, but we don't show prep, so yeah, no, yeah.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's the Six Rick Kane Show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz Blue Vision, DJ break the game code, ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up, we'll put a live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick Champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Well, speaking of depth, you know, you were talking about it, how important it is, and I think Miami's continuing to beef up that defensive line as good as it is already. No, I'm not. I'm not back. I'm not eating Taco Bell. Although, hold on a second. Time out. Actually, let me backtrack because I'd be lying. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I did have Taco Bell this weekend. It was a late night. It was a late night, and I didn't feel like cooking at home. And I did. There was a Mexican pizza and a chicken quesadilla somewhere in there. I can't tell you whether I ate it all or not, but there isn't any left in my fridge. So
the mouse still got it.
I digress. That's it. No more. No more talking about. I did see it. We'll talk about. I did see it.
It was Taco Bell related.
Yep. I did see it. And to be honest, you Chick-fil-A won the poll as well, from what I understand. So I digress. I'm sorry, Vish. Speaking of beef, speaking of beefing up.
Look at that transition.
It looks like Miami may be in the mix for another guy at defensive end. It looks like they are going hard after Romello Height, who is a former Miami commit, ended up at Auburn, then transferred over to Southern Cal, to USC. Had a pretty decent year last year. Had some nice numbers. A big kid, about 6'3", 6'4", 230, 240 pounds. Can come in and be another key piece here at the defensive line. Be able to play and give guys like Bain and Mesidor and Alston not only a breather, but actually get some significant time.
Yeah, I agree. Those
guys. You can always move. Think about this, this rush package, right? Of having Bain and Mesidor inside and then put Alston and Height on the outside. I mean, that's going to be exciting to watch if they decide to do something like that. So it's all about mismatches. It's about creating those mismatches on the line and specific downs and spots in the game where you can kind of take advantage of that when maybe they're tired, when maybe the offensive line is tired. I mean, this is Lance Guidry and Coach Nicholson. By the way, shout out to Coach Nicholson. Congratulations, co-defensive coordinator now at BU. So that's a big move. And to be quite honest with you, I'm sure someone was trying to snag him because that guy is the truth, right? So well-deserved promotion there for Coach D. Nick as well. But listen, it's Miami continues to stack, and that's what you have to do to be able to compete with the Ohio States and the Alabamas and Michigans and you name it, Georgias of the world, all these big time schools. You got to be able to stack talent, and you got to be able to have some depth, and that's where Miami has been lacking a lot lately, and now they're starting to build that up. So big shout out to Lex as well. We have a whole ass conversation here in the chat with the Flow crew and with the Buckets crew too. So I love it. Speaking of transfer portal guys, right? We saw another one. We saw Miami lose another guy to the transfer portal. Although we kind of saw this one coming, Henry Parrish has decided to hit the transfer portal as well. I know a lot of people are thinking that maybe he might go back to Ole Miss, play with Coach Smith again over at Ole Miss. But look, the truth of the matter is Miami needs to get down. They need to get their numbers down. You're going to see some players that you really liked hit the portal. Okay, he's not going to be the first. As you mentioned, Blue, Jakari Brown is another kid that you might need to look at considering the way that Poffenbarger and Emery are playing. And even Judd Anderson is out there, you know, kind of looking really good. So you're going to have a lot of that. And I haven't heard from you, DJ, yet, so I kind of wanted to throw this to you first. You know, are you surprised at some of the names that, you know, that we've been talking about that are now starting to hit the portal? You know, are you surprised by that? Is that something where, you know, you expect Miami to lose a couple more guys that are, I guess you can call it fan favorites per se?
You know, it's always this tough line of, you know, wanting to cut down the roster and needing to cut down the roster. And what that means is that you might have to lose, you know, some of the guys you like and even some of the top contributors, because you talk about stacking depth and things like that. And Miami's starting to get to that point. I mean, now you have contributors that you want on the team and guys that just either won't be able to find playing time or just aren't good enough. So as much as it's, you know, as much as it hurts, it's not really a surprise because it's unfortunately the nature of the business. And, I just hope, honestly, and I hope with all these players that they find home somehow, because a lot of these players are solid contributors that can contribute somewhere else. But at the end of the day, I'm not surprised. I mean, like I said, it's the nature of the business. You know, this is what happens. And unfortunately, you got to make some tough decisions. And, I certainly wouldn't want to be the one making these decisions. But, you know, I just wish the best for everybody who's moving on, for sure.
Vich, are you surprised by Henry Parrish's departure?
Not really. I mean, you had hinted at it, so there's that. But also, we talked about that's a position where we're overloaded. It's like Fletcher's the starter if you're a veteran.
Yeah.
You're going to want to start. I'm surprised AJ Allen is still here, too, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because you think they, you know, Fletcher's the guy there. We got some freshmen pushing.
Got 3 weeks, Vish.
That's true. That's true.
He is hurt, so it might be tough for him.
Yeah, and as Lex said, like, we're at 91, so more got to go. I think, you know, when we know Fletcher's kind of established as the starter, and we've got all these talented younger players pushing for playing time, I could see if Parrish has a good exit where he knows he's going to get carries, it's kind of his last chance to do that.
Yeah. So
I totally, it's understandable, yep. Reasonable from him.
Yep.
Wish he hadn't fumbled the ball in the goal line against North Carolina.
Blue, do you, you know, obviously Parrish was an integral part of this offense.
Yeah.
When he was healthy. You know, he was a very good running back, really good running back. You know, we all kind of get the feeling, and I think we know this, that this is Mark Fletcher's backfield, right? And then everybody else will contribute, Citizen and A.J. Allen and Chris Johnson, Chris Humphrey Wheatley, Jordan Lyle. You've got a lot of guys back there that are talented, right? And like you said, one of them may get their shirt burned. you know, and they'll get some minutes and they'll get some carries, whether it's in the backfield or even playing a little return slash.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Slot guy something, or whatever, yeah. Right? Something, right? They're going to get an opportunity to be dynamic out there. I think that's what Coach Dawson wants to be anyways, right? He wants to be dynamic. He wants to have his best playmakers, his fastest guys out on the field at all times. Elijah Lofton's another one that could get run, could get burned in the backfield, right? He's if you look at him, he doesn't look like your prototypical tight end.
He's pretty fast.
But he's fast. He's strong.
He's pretty fast.
He's built like a Mack truck, though, right? Like
He's like DJ, you know, as far as what he could do for a team, you know? I mean, I think when I watched him, I said, you know, that's probably a good – you know, I was thinking about Brevin because he comes from the same school wearing the same number. Yeah. But
– more like DJ Dallas, right?
He's more like DJ Dallas because, you know, you could put DJ in – you know, on the medical squad and he'd do something. I mean, you know, he was that versatile. So, yeah. And he's still playing in the NFL. So that shows you. So, but he's more like DJ Dallas in the fact that he's got some speed to him. You know, at first I didn't, you know, watching him on tape, but you see him up close and personal, he'll motor away from you.
And he's not a skinny guy by any chance.
He's a pretty thick guy.
So I think it's exciting to see guys that look like that already. Right. This is what we're all talking about. You see guys on some other rosters, on some, you know, national championship rosters that look like this as freshmen coming in. Yeah. Now Miami is starting to get some of those guys that look like this. They look like Trevante Citizen, that look like JoJo Trader, you know, that look like Maui Noah on the offensive line. And so, you know, Ruben Bates, right? These guys, those are the guys.
As long as you recruit, Jazz, those championship high school programs like Central, like Bishop Gorman, you know, like St. Thomas, like Chaminade, those type of programs, Bosco, you're going to get these dudes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what Miami's starting to do more consistently, right? Because they got their guys every once in a while. They got a guy here and there, but now they're doing it more consistently where they're taking the big boys and the studs. And so that's really exciting to see. And I think Miami's going to continue to do that moving forward. So as long as they can continue to, you know, they've got to start winning though, right? And if they start winning, then all bets are off. I think it's going to be exciting time.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, it's,
we'll see what happens.
Pretty much that's be their calling card. They won't have, it'll, the program will sell itself like, you know, these upper tier teams do. Absolutely. You know, I'm sure Georgia don't have to beg many kids to go, you know, I mean, either they're going to go or not, you know, because if they don't, they always have somebody else. And that's where Miami's got to get in that situation that nobody, you know, there's too many guys that play games with Miami. You know, and that's going to be
and that's starting to, go away now because Martin not playing that. So that's the good thing.
And I think it's also important to kind of remember when Parrish transferred in, what the running back room looked like 2 years ago. We had a lot of potential and we had a lot of unknowns, but we really kind of weren't sure what we were going to get. Sure, we all saw the high school highlights and stuff, but now we're getting a more established running back room with contributors that we know what we're going to get. And so now there's no room for Parrish in terms of, you know, kind of being that veteran presence only because of the talent at the position itself.
Yeah. We'd also
now, and it goes back to, you know, the rosters from 2 years ago, like Blue was talking about, like he said, his buddy, compare the roster from 2022 to now, and it's a completely different ballgame.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also, you know, we hired his running back coach from Ole Miss who then left. So
yeah, that is true.
That was part of his transfer. Like those happened in sequence. Hired his coach, then he followed him here, and then his coach went back, and he was still here. So,
see, I think if Parrish, you know, going back to Mississippi, would only there's a logjam there too. There's other dudes that are pretty good. I go to FIU, then he'll get carries. If he wants to get carries, go to a program like that.
I agree.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. And then, because he's not going to be able to show himself off as a NFL type of back if he's only going to get seven carries a game, you know, a game. You know, he goes to a program like an FIU type of program, you know, like Naquan Wright from Florida has been at USF. So,
right.
And last year he ran for over 1,000 yards. So you got to go where they're going to play. If you go to Ole Miss, just becomes a role player. You know, and does he get been a role player here?
Well, he might go to SMU. You never know.
You know, with everybody else.
Yeah, with everybody else. That's the SMU Hurricanes over there.
Dallas and Dade County.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.